Hello.
Hello, my name is Ebony, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Merlin Barger. I see a charge on my charge card, and I'm not familiar with it.
Yes, ma'am, and I understand. May you provide me with your zip code so I can get this pulled up for you?
38125.
38125. Okay. And what was that first and last name?
It's Merlin Varga.
Is this the same zip code you used for the sh when you ordered the or when the product has?
I didn't order anything. That's why I'm calling.
Okay, let me try to get you pulled up by a different way. Get you pulled up. Okay, so I tried to pull you up by your phone number and your zip code, but I don't have anything showed for you. Do you have any order number or anything?
No, I just see it on my charge card. They sent me a notice that the bill is due, but they didn't have any other information other than the amount was $76, I believe.
Okay.
And your phone number.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I have another way. Do you mind providing me with the first six numbers and the last four numbers of your credit card?
Let me get the card. Hold on 1 minute.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You want the first two letter numbers?
The first six numbers and the last four numbers.
5 4 2 4 1 8 4 3 2 9.
4329. Okay, let me try to get you pulled up here. And their first and last name was Merlin Varga.
Right, Merlon Varga, Varga.
Okay, let me get you pull. I see you right here, and let me get that account pulled up for you. And could you verify your shipping address for me?
6969 Oakland Chase, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125.
Okay, thank you so much, and bear me 1 second while it loads up for me. And it's still loading, just give me one. Okay, got you pulled up here. Okay, so I do see here where it was a $5.74 charge on your account in October on the 22nd, which is for an assorted kitchen, so it's kitchenware, and that's the sweepstakes. So you pay $5.74 to enter the sweepstakes for the the kitchen equipment, and that was...
No, I did not. I did not charge anything. I didn't call, and I didn't charge anything for no kitchenware.
Yes, ma'am, so you don't recall doing anything for a sweepstakes for kitchenware?
I know for a fact that I didn't do it. No, I didn't.
Okay, give me one second. Let me look at...
But the bill said $76.
Yes, ma'am, I see where... Because once you... Excuse me. Once, well, since you didn't authorize, you said you didn't authorize that one, but whoever or however it did get there, the $574 was to enter a sweepstakes for kitchenware. So in the terms and conditions, once that is paid for, it states that it will bill you monthly for a voucher. So you'll get a $125 voucher sent to your email every month, and that's basically what it's charging you for. It's just for the entry of the sweepstakes and the $125 discount voucher.
I didn't sign up for anything like that.
Okay, give me one second.
The commander says he touched the lives of thousands of his colleagues, especially his guests. The PSA says if screeners fail to follow protocol when they allow the man security with two box cutters, is a story. He's accused of threatening passengers later on a Frontier flight in Tampa. To Tampa, our Pete Monsoon tells us how it all went down. So, yeah, we all have an airline flight on fire, but the big flight is called box cutters. Were able to get through TSA screening at the airport in the first place. The agency is admitting some pretty big failures. And I'm told by the TSA that the investigation has been picked up at the highest level.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. I'm just reviewing that account for you for 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Yes, mm-hmm. Ma'am, just bear me 1 second, Ms. Varga. Okay, so what I can do for you today, Ms. Varga, since these charges were not authorized on your account, I can get you canceled out here, and I can get you transferred to our fraud department to see where and who used that card to authorize these charges.
Okay.
All righty, bear me one moment.
This is a huge security mess, Diane. Remember, box cutters were used as weapons by hijackers on the terrorist attack September 11th. The TSA has pulled the security officers involved in this from the line for specific reasons. Also, statewide. They're doing replanning on the security equipment there. And nationwide, transportation security officers at the TSA will get a bulletin before they start work. The TSA says all of this retraining will take place before the Thanksgiving lunch. We're only a few days out.
Oh, headaches ahead. Good mental illness. A 6-year-old boy orphaned by the warning.
I'm still here, Ms. Barry. Just bear one moment, okay?
Did you cancel that?
Not quite yet. That's what I'm working on now. I just wanted to inform you that I'm still on the other end.
Korea,
So I'm just notating that account for you, and then once I get done with that notation, I'm going to send you over to our fire department, okay?
What does that mean, notation? What does that mean?
Notation is just notate what, like, that you did not authorize these charges on your account. So, like, basically an explanation on why I have to send you over to our fire department.
So did you cancel it?
And that's what, yes, ma'am, I'm in the process of doing that now. I just wanted to let you know that that was what I was doing.
So you canceled it out?
Not quite, but I'm in the process of doing that now for you.
Okay, I'll hold on until you cancel it out.
Yes, ma'am, thank you.
Sometimes you get scared. Scared. Well, tell me it's like the past dark. During the outages, the family thought these things won't change any serious or not.
Do you get afraid from the dark, honey?
Not anymore. I know the lights are. And they do. During our interview, electricity is restored. Near your run to switch on the lights. Ready to play again. But first, he wants to put on his Spider-Man. He says it makes him feel strong and brave. Some of those DNA.
Okay, Ms. Varga, I got everything canceled out for you, and I'm getting ready to get you connected over to our fire department, okay?
Are you going to credit my account?
Ma'am?
Are you going to credit my account?
Give me one moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. Our fire department, since I'm connecting you over to our fire department, they'll be able to assist you with that, okay, Ms. Varga?
So you can't credit my account?
Well, since I'm sending you over, since they're unauthorized charges, and I won't have any further assistance to do with that, that our fire department would have to.
All right. But you did cancel it out.
Yes, ma'am. I did cancel it out, so you will not be getting billed. Nothing else will come onto your account. And they'll figure out how those charges got onto your account as well and maybe be able to help you with that refund, that credit.
All right. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm getting you connected over now. Thank you so much for being patient with me, and thank you for calling customer support.
All right.
Your doctor's